I open my mouth and thy words speak through me. I open my mouth and the founding of this country opens itself in my heart as a living presence and a living experience that I desire to communicate to all. May all who hear thy words bless thy words and live according to thy words as manifestors and messengers of the freedom that you have given to all. In this time that we live in, the divine and the human levels of vibration are closer than they have ever been before in the Earth's history, except for the time prior to the solidification of matter, when things were closer to the state of divine unity on a vibrational level, and prior to the time when the separation of consciousness and the actual embodiment of duality took place through the densification of matter. Since that time of the original formation energetically of the Earth, there hasn't been a time when the divine and the human levels of consciousness were so supported in coming together. And so every person who has a desire to reach through something or to overcome something or to transcend something or to simply be healed has more support energetically than ever before in human history, ever before. And that's because the nature of the physical body has changed. You may not feel it. You may feel your body is the same old body that you've been carrying around for whatever number of years you've been living in that body. But the presence of light has created a cellular and molecular transformation in terms of the frequency of vibration, so that energies that are of a higher nature are more available to the physical embodied self than they were before. Which is why the call to human consciousness is going forth from all the realms of light to those who would participate in this transformation, because more is possible. More is possible through the willingness to hold ideals about who one would like to be and what you would like life to look like. Hold the ideals and to feel that you can actually move in that direction. It's not impossible to hold an ideal in the presence of imprisonment. People historically have done that. You know some of the historical figures in our own time who have been imprisoned or have been prisoners of war for long periods of time, and who were able, despite that, to hold the ideal of a society that would be different, that they wish to participate in. So you know that there are historical figures like that. But for yourself, it's a time of trying to not believe or give credence to any feeling that something is intractable, that there is such a thing as an impasse, because as much as you would like to overcome whatever it is that is the impasse, the universe of divine vibration, energy, and beings would like to help you overcome do that. And because of the transmission of light through the properties of physical matter, the universe has more access to being helpful. And so through persistence and through the desire to accomplish that overcoming of your own imprisonment, much more can happen. And then, of course, as was said a little bit ago, you come into contact with those places in you that don't want to give up something or that don't want to think differently, that are not aspiring to the ideal, that are hunkered down in the smaller, sticky self. And you have to encounter those places, because those are the places that need to be scooped out, that need to be uprooted in order to become more aligned with the ideal. But the first thing is to not believe in impasses, to not believe that there are things that are impossible. And we have to hold that. We're being called to hold that. We're being asked to hold that belief that the ideal can become real for ourselves and for all of humanity, and especially for this country, no matter what things look like on the outer level. Which means not giving power to anger, not giving power to hopelessness, not giving power to disappointment, not giving power to any of the forces of darkness that would take us away from believing that light is stronger than any other force, from anything that would take us away from that. And we have to get bigger in order to do that. We have to get bigger to be able to hold within ourselves the gap between the ideal and the real. Because it doesn't make it happen that we're holding an ideal and it suddenly becomes what's happening. No. We have to hold the ideal and hold it for ourselves and for others, and see how the world hasn't met that ideal yet. But believing in the power of that unity consciousness, that we are all transmitters of energy and consciousness to each other, believing in that, we can persist in holding something that hasn't materialized yet. And we can believe in ourselves in doing that, that we're holding it for others who can't necessarily hold it for themselves. This is very important, because it's easy enough for that self that looks at the outer manifestation of life and sees the things that are harmful happening to the environment, to the planet, to other people, to children, to beings, to minorities, to indigenous peoples. We see all these things, and it can engender a feeling of dismay and great distress. So those are the places we hold the ideal, but most importantly, we hold it for ourselves. And pray to have the humility to see what we're doing, what we are doing to ourselves that are preventing our own forward movement. To have the humility to do that. So, on this July 4th week, as I said earlier, I would like you to hold with me the great beauty and awe-inspiring wonder of what was created at the founding of this country, the divine inspiration that gave rise to a new being, a new consciousness of governance and of freedom that may have existed in the twilight of people's consciousness for a long time, and may have had a little spark lit here and there through history, but was never full-blown in the way that it became full-blown in the image and ideal that was held as this to-be republic of the United States of America. The great beauty and wonder of that is that we live in a time that those ideals are meant to manifest more strongly. We live in a time when the true nature of this republic is meant to come into being. We pray for that together, we hope for that together, and we pray that we may each in our own way be helpful in manifesting that reality.